Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Nareit Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, Nareit's editorial director. Joining me on the line is Greg Williams. He's the sector leader for real estate at KPMG. We're going to talk about a recently released survey of commercial real estate executives and their outlook for some of the upcoming developments in the commercial real estate market. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Alan.
Greg, a majority of respondents to your survey said they're expecting to increase spending on geographic expansion. What do you think is driving that trend?
I think the access to capital and the continuing increase in the fundamentals in the market. I think if you look at the survey, the participants also expected economic recovery to continue and to be up 72%, expected to improve next year over this year compared to 58% last year. I think you've seen that revenues rose this year 84% over last year, and they're expecting revenue increases next year. So I think that there is significant capital that's been raised that needs to find a home, and with the continued availability of financing, I think the market's it's going to be strong. And so I think it's the optimism that's out there among the commercial real estate executives driving that.
And when we're talking about geographic expansion, are we talking about international markets? Are we talking about domestic?
We're talking about both. In the geographic expansion in the U.S., I mean, the survey showed that the two largest area of expansion would be the Northeast and the Southwest, which is the areas that have seen stronger job growth and a more robust recovery than some other parts of the country. But even beyond that, internationally, in the emerging markets in Latin America and Asia Pacific, again, where you're starting to see stronger growth and fundamentals. So it's both internationally and domestic. And I think that in the U.S., even though the survey showed that 85% of the folks are finding property that will meet their yield demands, you've seen that 60% of those saying they're finding adequate supply, but maybe not as reasonable prices as they have been in the last few years. So I think there's still a lot of product in the U.S. with a lot of capital chasing it, and so people are starting to look outside the U.S. into some of the emerging markets as well.
Now, did you get any sense as to if these were companies that are maybe domestic and looking to make kind of their first ventures abroad, or are they mainly companies that are probably established with operations internationally?
You know, survey didn't get specific in that, but I know that in talking, with the market, I mean, there are several of the historically domestic firms that are looking to try to expand internationally. Again, looking for places to place capital. There's a lot of capital chasing deals in the U.S., and you've seen prices recover in some instances in the primary markets to levels that are as high as the pre-recession property values were, and so looking for additional opportunities. So I think that you're seeing both the historically globally investing real estate executives look outside the U.S. as well as some of our historically domestic-only investors.
I want to talk a little bit about plans for development. I know that, the multifamily sector has been the one that seems to be getting the most attention in terms of new building, given the demand for that product right now. I mean, do you see that holding up? Is that still expected to continue?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the demand, and also in the last couple of years, the access to financing, which has not been there for some of the other product types. For example, for hospitality, the financing for new development over the last couple of years has been very tight. You've started to see, and I think you see in the survey, that there's been a significant uptick in even development expectations among the other segments. I think a lot of that's driven by now having more access to financing for development. The multifamily with the pent-up demand for supply that we're still trying to catch up from the years of which development basically came to a halt. You're still seeing that as the darling of the industry as far as development. But you're seeing the other sectors, I think, have a dramatic uptick in what people expect of development, primarily driven by the fact that we can get access to financing.
And, of course, that financing is driven in large measure by political and regulatory moves being made in Washington. How do you see that kind of climate impacting decision-making in commercial real estate?
Yeah, I think when you look at a lot of the factors in the survey about expecting increased revenues, expecting increased headcounts, expecting the economy to recover, you would think that is all extremely positive, so that everyone would be, you know, really optimistic about the future. But there is an underlying tone down there. If you look in the survey, that there was a question in there about what issue poses the biggest threat to your business model. Overwhelmingly, it was political and regulatory uncertainty. You know, and whether that comes from the impact of the Federal Reserve actions and those timings, whether it's around tax reform legislation and will there be tax reform legislation passed and when, whether it's around FATCA or the Dodd-Frank regulations that continue to be implemented or healthcare implementation, all of those are areas that, you know, are uncertainty that are giving people caution about the future. And, you know, all of, you know, the industry, I think, is assessing or should be assessing how those potential regulations and tax policy changes will impact their business and try to proactively manage those impacts. And that's just domestically. And then you throw on top of that, you know, the lagging European recovery. And is there another shoe that may fall over there that could, you know, have an impact on, you know, our recovery we're having in the U.S.? So it's an interesting dynamic that, you know, from a real estate fundamentals, from an access to capital, from the economy recovering in the U.S., everyone feels very optimistic. But there is that underlying cautiousness that's driven by the political and regulatory uncertainty in the environment we're in today.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time today and taking time out to talk with us.
You bet, Alan. I appreciate it.
Again, folks, that's Greg Williams, real estate sector leader with KPMG. And I'm Alan Kenny for the NAREIT Podcast. Thanks for joining us.